Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about hiring a realtor.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about hiring a realtor, how you choose the person that will be your representative, your advocate in the transaction. That's a big deal. Us realtors do get paid quite well, and we need to earn that fee. So let's talk about some of the points I would ask if I were hiring a realtor. I would ask first, how will you earn the fee that you're being paid? It sounds simple. It sounds like they should have told you or that you would ask, but oftentimes I go through the entire introduction, the interview for the job, without getting that question answered. So make sure that you have an idea of what their marketing plan is, customized specifically to your type of property and who the most likely buyer would be. That's how they will earn their fee. Next, I would ask, how do they split their fee with the cooperating broker? That is, if you have a fee, let's say you've got a 7% real estate fee. The assumption is that half of that fee, 3.5%, would go out to the buyer's agent. But that's an assumption. There's a lot of times when the incentive is not set a little bit higher because of a fee structure. Instead, this listing agent is keeping more of the fee than 50%. So you just want to understand how your property is being represented when a buyer's realtor approaches them. Will they feel like they're getting a full fee and getting just compensation? You don't want that to be a deterrent in them choosing your home as the one to write an offer, because it is still a motivation by money and the opportunities are out there to go to alternative houses. Speaking of, I would also encourage you to consider when hiring a realtor, talking to them about how they would handle multiple offers. What a fantasy. I know it'd be great if you had multiple offers. Multiple offers means that two opportunities are coming at the same time toward you from two different buyers. This is a tense time. If you think about it, both of those buyers have fallen in love with the house. It's the one over all of the choices in the marketplace. And you want to hear that those buyers are handled respectfully. In process, you also want to get the best opportunity from the strongest buyer. So if you understand how the realtor is going to approach that, you'll see whether your best interest is in the top of their minds. That's important, and that process will show. If you have an open house, say on a Sunday, the property is listed on a Saturday, are they going to take offers as they come in Sunday night? Or are they going to reset and say, hey, we want to get all the opportunities we can for you in front of us. Let's say by 5 p.m. on Monday or noon on Tuesday, we review all offers. That's respectful to the buyers. It tells them, hey, we've got this amount of time to make a decision and get something in front of the seller. But it's also giving your seller the opportunity to see all that's in the marketplace for them, available to them on that day. So those are a couple thoughts on how to hire a realtor. Give me a call if you'd like more detail and the questions to ask. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.